So let's bring in Congressman Bradley Byrne. He's joining us now. He's from the House Armed Services Committee, who's dealing with all of this, because a part of this conversation is the fact that the military has complained a lot, Congressman, about the fact that they just can't keep getting funded under continuing resolutions. First of all, good morning, and why? Tell us.
Yes, good morning to you. Well, the problem is that the military buys and does big things. Buys ships, helicopters, jets, large munitions. The training that they have our soldiers going through, sailors and airmen, all of this costs big chunks of money, and you can't spend that money on continuing resolutions. So our failure to give them the permanent funding that they need fiscal year to fiscal year is not only causing them to be in a position where they can't adequately defend the country, but it literally is causing dangers to our servicemen and women. We had 21 people killed in combat last year in the American military. Over 80 were killed in accidents and training because we're not doing things right. So this is not just something where we have a fiscal obligation to do it. We have an obligation, a moral obligation, to take care of these young servicemen and women to make sure they've got the equipment that they need, but also the training and readiness is important so to do what they're doing and keep themselves safe.
So, Congressman, you think this lack of dedicated and permanent funding or in having a sense of a real budget is directly leading to loss of life?
There's no question about it. I've sat through about a dozen hearings, some classified, some not, where it's absolutely clear, and if you had General Mattis on the phone, he would make this even more artfully than I am, absolutely clear that our funding mechanism, or lack of a funding mechanism, is putting our servicemen and women in harm's way unnecessarily.
He's actually said this January, he said at the John Hopkins School of Advanced and International Studies, as hard as the last 16 years have been, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act, defense spending cuts, and operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions. General Mattis, on the same page with you here, Congressman. So what is the ask? How many years or how long would you like to see the military fund? For.
Well, what we've done is we've already reached an agreement with the Democrats on the top line number for defense for this fiscal year and next fiscal year. It's agreed to. That's not even an issue. The Democrats are holding that hostage to get both a deal on this immigration, these DACA folks, and also to try to get a deal on domestic discretionary spending. Well, tick tock. This is the fifth continuing resolution this fiscal year. It's absurd. So we're going to send, the House is going to send over to the Senate this evening a bill that has full funding for the rest of the fiscal year for the defense of America and continuing resolution for the rest of the budget. And the Senate Democrats have already said, we're not going to vote for that. Well, that is irresponsible. But let's just get it right down to what it really is. Any senator who says that way or votes that way is acting irresponsibly and unnecessarily putting at risk the men and women we have in uniform.
Yeah, Congressman, according to Politico, the Pentagon's Defense Logistics Agency did an internal audit by Ernst & Young, and they can't account for more than $800 million in construction projects. As a taxpayer, it bothers me that we want more money for defense, but yet we lose $800 million.
Well, you're absolutely right. We should all be concerned about that. And one of the things that we are doing for the first time ever this year, is we're going to have a full audit of the Pentagon. This is something they've been talking about for 20 years, but the audit is actually occurring. And I'm going to predict right now it's going to be an ugly audit. We're going to see things in there that are going to make all of us upset. But that's how you fix problems, is you figure out where they are and you go out and fix them. In the meantime, we have no alternative but to do the things that are necessary to defend this country while China and Russia are vastly increasing their military capability and closing the gap that we've had with them for some years now.
That's right.
So we've got to do both at the same time.
Congressman,
reform the military and fund it appropriately.
Congressman Bradley Byrne, thanks so much. Good luck getting our military funded. Appreciate you stopping by to inform us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Great to be with you.
7:23 now on WNBC.